If you don't want to sound old, stop using YOLO. Okay? That's like a dead giveaway that you are a boomer.
Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Yeah. Okay, boomer. Okay, boomer. Okay.
Yeah, I must be like dead because...
Do you say YOLO? No,
I don't. Again, you might have noticed this when you did the Kim Kardashian thing with letters. I can never figure out the letters mean even when I hear them. I'm always, wait a minute. Why stands for you?
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Even the LMFAO, is that one?
Yes.
I'm always like, laugh. I know what it means because I've heard it so many times. But I got to think about it. I'm like, wait, laugh.
If we want to communicate around Jason but not have him do it, understand it,
this is,
and break the code.
It's like spelling around a toddler.
You know,
just acronyms.
YOLO.
Jason's like, yes. I don't even know what they're saying.
When somebody spells something out loud, no matter what it is, I have a problem with it. You did something with Kim Kardashian and the kids, I still don't know what that is. I'm like, wait, what?
So Taylor Swift has a song that's called Thank You, Amy, and the only capitalized letters in the words Thank You, Amy are capital K, capital I, capital M, Kim.
And Jason's like, what's that mean?
Kim?
I thought I said Ken.
And I just said that this was a diss song about Kim Kardashian.
Who's Ken?
And you still didn't put it together.
Kim Jong-un? That makes no sense.
Well, if you don't want to sound old, you need to stop using YOLO and you need to write D-I-F-T-P instead. That's the new YOLO.
D-I-F-T-P? No.
D-I-F-T-P.
Do it before you die? No.
Nope. Mm-mm. Those aren't even the right letters.
Do it, D-I. I got, that's all I got.
Well, you got that part right. Do it for the plot. And it basically...
T-P. Okay.
You are the main character in your own life, story. So don't be putting anything else ahead of it.
That's going to be very... I barely knew until recently what LOL means. I know it means laughing.
Loud.
And I just found out yesterday, Squid and I were up there. What's his name?
Mike. B.B. Shea.
Oh.
Said something about, that's gas, right?
Yeah.
And I know that means that, like, that's really good. But then he said, and I don't know if this is true or not, that gas means...
It's an acronym.
For what?
Good as S.
Yeah. Good, is that, you think that where that's came from?
I don't know. I'm still skeptical.
I think you might have made that up.
It
fits, but
yeah.
I think it's coincidental, but it might be right.
Like that word, that might, why people say that. Mm-hmm. It's an acronym, just that it was like kind of a saying.
It could be. I don't use that phrase if it were one. Good as S. Mm-hmm. That's normally it's like good as hell.
Yeah.
That would be
hard to say.
That's God. So if you use good as S,
right.
But I find that to be very awkward when people say, man, that is good as S. To me, hell is the natural word that goes in there. Right? Am I alone?
I say the other one.
Yeah.
I say the other one a lot.
Oh, yeah, that good-ish. Or the F word.
Really?
Yes.
No, or S. I actually do use F more than I use S.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It's hell or the,
H or F.
That's gah.
That says so gah. So instead of writing okay or KK, which people do KK, just write bet.
Bet. I do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I see that one all the time. Yeah, bet. Bet. Mm-hmm.
I just went to Urban Dictionary and typed in gas, and the first thing that comes up is good.
As.
Ass. S.
Oh, well, that's like not even what we were thinking it was.
Oh, geez.
Good ass S. Oh, well, in that case, yeah, that makes sense. So
did he say that, Squid? Or?
Well, he did, except with as, so one less S.
So he was off. So I'm going to have to tell him how wrong he was.
Yourself down there and you say, listen here.
You are being very mean on air.
Yeah, go bust the door in.
You got gas wrong.
What was the one you just said, though?
The KK. Instead of writing KK in your text messages, like, okay, KK, write bet.
If someone's like, hey, you want to eat at the Chinese buffet, you're like, bet.
What does it stand for?
It's me on
like,
board.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a lot of gambling sites going on right now. That's going to be really confusing.
You need to stay away from that one, then.
Don't do bad.
All right. Instead of writing LMFAO, Jason, we know that you struggled with this.
What is that? LM.
Laugh my ass
off.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Right.
LMF. Oh, I forgot the F.
Yeah.
Right. IJBOL.
Oh, too long.
I just burst out laughing.
Oh, yeah. Each
Can
bowl.
Can we not just do LOL?
Each bowl.
Or just do the emoji.
Each bowl.
Yeah, we talked about that before. Each bowl. Yeah, that sounds familiar.
I'm never using that.
It's too long. It's just as long as LMFAO.
You're right.
No.
You're not saving any time.
I'm doing it.
Now, and you're lying.
And you are lying because it's nobody's doing it.
I mean, most time when people did LOL, you're not laughing out loud. Mm-hmm. You're just like, that's somewhat humorous.
Yes. Mm-hmm. This next one, I really reserve it for when I probably am LOLing. And that is instead of writing R-O-F-L, roll on floor laughing, you just send the skull emoji.
Yes,
dead. But I reserve it because that's where it's extra
dead,
special.
Yeah, dead is more. Funny. Yeah, it has to be next level funny.
Oh, yes. I did not interpret that. I thought when people did the skull thing, they were very mad at me.
Yeah. They're wishing death upon you.
No, it's just you just send the skull emoji dead.
He's like, man, okay. No one has a sense of humor anymore. They all want me to die when I tell jokes.
Right. Okay, so if you're still writing these acronyms or these words or sending these emojis, stop, because nothing gives you away faster than these, and they make you sound old. For example, don't shorten the word great by spelling it G-R-8. Do people do that?
I'll do it jokingly.
On license plates.
G-R-8.
That seems like extra effort.
It does.
Because you have to switch from the letter to the number thing, unless you're speaking it, that still wouldn't work. You have to erase it.
Only on license plates have I ever seen that.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever texted it to
Never.
Me.
Never.
Mm-hmm. Well, instead of writing G-R-8 for great, just say, that slaps.
I do like slaps. That slaps.
Funny.
Yeah.
I think today is very funny.
I feel like it's kind of a simile with gas. It slaps, it's gas. Yeah.
Yes. They can be.
That's gas, that slaps.
Used interchangeably.
Like, with food, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Don't say dis anymore. Don't use the word dis. Don't say that. Just say clap back.
Oh, yeah.
Although that's starting to feel kind of old to me, too.
Yeah,
clap back.
Clap back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I never really used
it. I think it's because we're just so ahead of our time. We've been using it for a minute.
I've been saying bet since I was 15.
Right. So. And everything comes back around.
It does, yeah.
So it goes. Stop calling things fire. I think we're all pretty guilty of that.
Yeah.
Not supposed to say fire anymore. You just say lit.
Oh, yeah.
Lit's kind of old, too.
Yeah. Well, I think I said lit
the other day, and y'all were like, oh, you're so old. I'm like, okay.
I think it was the context in which it was
you
said.
Anytime I use any of these words, it's sarcastic.
Yes. Right. Yes.
I think your presentation, I don't
that
know.
That was very lit.
Yeah.
That was the most of the litted.
Yeah.
Don't call things gross anymore if you don't want to sound old. See this everywhere. It's ick.
Ick.
She's got the ick.
Oh, dating guy and I got the ick.
This is my ick.
Yeah.
I see it all the time on social media.
Yes.
My favorite have been the ones where women will write, and it's a video, but they'll have, or like Reel or TikTok, whatever, but it will say, discovered or unlocked my new ick, referring to their husband, and they'll be in a swimming pool, and then they'll go under the water, and his legs are swimming really fast.
Yeah.
And he's
kicking
doing
his legs.
Like, treading. Yeah. And you're like, ugh.
Yeah, you can't look cool treading water under the water.
Like, unlock my new air.